Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys. See?
It's the best movie ever.
Oh, okay. It's the first one I always watch every holiday season.
Right.
Always.
You're smiling right now because you heard that from Elf. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I can wait for it. I don't need to hear about it in the first week of November, Sue.
No, people are already ordering and addressing their holiday cards. I have a girlfriend.
Stop.
The holiday card
arrives
the day after Thanksgiving every single year.
Stop.
My friend
the
Jen.
Madness.
She's
That's,
right on it.
Sue,
yes.
Sue brought in Christmas cards today, her past family Christmas cards. Like, are we choosing one? Like, which
no,
one are
because
we gonna
I want to ask people, like, this year I'm thinking of not sending one. The horrors of it. Kendra's
at
looking
all?
At me like I'm
nothing.
Well, here's my thought.
Are you going to send a newsletter or
no,
something in its place?
No,
oh,
never
God,
a newsletter. That's
newsletter.
The worst. I hate
and
getting those
we
newsletters.
We got a cat. And then Timmy got sick.
Yeah, and then back
we
in third grade. Yeah,
yeah,
no. I wouldn't do a newsletter. I've always done, you know, photos of my daughters
yeah.
or family photos
They're
like
beautiful.
Everyone does. But I feel like it's getting kind of redundant. With social media, people see my kids every other day. Like, I feel like they're, like, they know what my kids look like in our family because it's different now. So do we need to do holiday cards anymore?
Because of social media?
Yeah.
What does social media have to do with
because
it?
Because they already see it. Before social media, you'd be like, oh, look at how much Timmy's grown. But now I've seen Timmy 500 times on your account.
I think you may be thinking of it in the wrong point of reference. Because social media is, hey, look at me. Where cards
yeah.
are, we wish you Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or hope your family's well. I mean, you don't even have to put a picture. I know people, last couple of years, we've done that holiday card where you use a photo, you know, and you send that out. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, not every year. I think last year we did all five of us. But a lot of years, we just do the kids.
Yeah, same.
To say, hey, the kids are doing well, but we wish your family well. So
yeah.
It's about wishing somebody else Merry Christmas as opposed to.
I guess so, but I feel like people are like, oh, another card. Like,
no,
I don't know.
It's a competition to see how many Christmas cards you get. You have the little thing that hangs around the door frame. You have to send them.
It's not exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, my God. Kendra has made it into a popularity contest. She's like,
because
I got 85 cards. How many did you get?
Yes.
If you do that to me, you know how competitive I am. Now I'm going to be like,
well, you have to send me one because now I need to be more than everybody else in my family. So when they walk in my house, they see, oh, look at all the people that love her.
But do you think, I don't know. I want to ask our listeners, like, do you still send holiday cards? And is it something that we should continue to do? Because I start to feel like people are sick of seeing my family.
You should do it, but you should do it silly. Don't take it too seriously. Do like a silly, not a silly one, but just be all dressed in like 1980s Christmas sweaters or something and be like, hey, what's up? Like,
my husband? Do you think he's going to get into a Christmas sweater?
Come on,
Photoshop
Tom.
That on him. That's no problem. You're going to get an avalanche of pushback. People want Christmas cards.
They do.
The idea that you wouldn't do a Christmas card
know.
Because
I'm
people see your
thinking about
pictures
it. Like,
on
I feel like they're
Facebook
sick of seeing my pictures.
And Instagram. They
yeah.
want something to put on the refrigerator or on the back of the front door at Christmas time. That's what
see?
You do with Christmas cards.
Really?
Sue.
That's what I said.
I don't
hang
know,
up.
You guys. I'm thinking that maybe not this year.
No.
I'm
no.
not.
You
no.
are,
you're making
like,
me do it.
Yes. Is 10 sizes too small. You're
I
like
know.
The Grinch tab. 617-931-1067 is a phone number. Please check in and convince Sue, like, generate a little, rekindle
yeah.
a spark of Christmas spirit in her.
Convince me. Should I send cards?
No.
What?
No.
What?
She's on my side. Why?
I stopped last year for that exact reason, and I throw the cards out after Christmas. What a waste.
Wow.
No, you got to cut them out and put them in frames so you have, like,
oh,
their regular pictures.
I don't have time for that.
Oh, too busy posting on Snapchat and Instagram,
no.
I guess.
I agree with you. Don't send a card.
See? Okay.
People are monsters.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hi, Magic. Are you going to send cards?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You are?
All right.
So
all
should
right.
I? Should I?
Absolutely. Susan, don't send the mushy family photo one.
Okay.
Let's go get a beautiful Christmas card that says, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas. And send it out.
Yeah.
I've all right. Christmas cards.
See? Same here.
You're taking a moment to wish somebody well mm-hmm. at the holidays and for the new year. It's not about
exactly.
putting your family on a glossy card
okay.
and sending that out. Couldn't agree
exactly.
with you more. Thank you. Magic, good morning. What are you doing for the Christmas cards this year?
So I was listening to you guys talking about the Christmas cards.
Yeah. Yes.
And I haven't sent one out since the year my daughter was born in 2010. But now listening to you guys going on about it, I think I'm going to send one out this year.
See?
Are you?
See?
Yeah. All right, if you do it all.
I think I am. It's just because it does seem different from the regular everyday that you see on social media all
right.
the time. It's like something special.
Yeah.
All right, if you do it, I'll do it.
We rekindled
okay,
the little holiday
right.
spirit here.
Do it.
All right. All right, I'm going
right,
to do
have
it.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Magic. What do you think about the holiday cards?
I think it's a necessity. I think you really do need to send them out. And it doesn't have to be a picture or anything like that.
Okay.
But Christmas cards are, they're just or holiday cards or whatever. They're a way of letting people know that you're thinking about them during the holiday season,
see?
Whether or not you're seeing who they are on the Facebook or anything like that. I mean, it just lets other people know that you're thinking about them.
Yep.
So it's about the sentiment. It's about the sentiment. Yeah.
Last year I only got a handful, and that was kind of bad for me. I really like Christmas cards.
Yeah.
All right. I'm being convinced. All the listeners are pretty much saying to send them, so I think I'm swaying now toward sending one.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the check-in. Thanks so much. Happy holidays. See, that's what people want. They want Christmas cards.
The listeners have spoken, and I have heard.
Although that last listener makes a good point. Somebody doesn't send you a card like 2-3 years in a row, they're off the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're done. Right?
Yeah, they're
I mean,
off.
You send cards 2 or 3 years in a row to somebody, and they don't respond with a card,
mm-hmm.
at least in our house
You
anyway.
Keep track?
Yeah. Yes! Yes, absolutely. 100%.
I'm a little
does
bit
Does David keep track?
You guys
I keep
track
yes, of
who sends you cards?
I
like,
know.
Do you cross-reference on
one
a
hand,
checklist?
I'm all about sending Christmas cards. On the other hand, I'm like, there's no bottom to the pettiness.
Oh, my God.
You people. Like, totally agree with him on that.
I've sent a card
yes.
6 years in a row and received nothing in return. They get cold.
That's it. Yep, bye.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.